Hey everyone, how are you? It's Donna Bay coming to you live tonight with Reality of Life. Today I will be discussing why it is so hard as parents to discuss sex. Why? Why is it so hard for us to openly talk about something that all of us, quite frankly, got here from? I mean, as a teenager, I always wondered why my mother was so scared when it came to sex. I mean, I understand because I am a female. And the things that can go on in the real world and how she had her own personal experiences, and probably more than likely didn't want me to experience it. But sometimes when parents do things like that, it kind of pushes the child towards that situation because you're trying to pull them away from it so much. I think as a child, having siblings played a very good, significant role, because at times when I didn't feel comfortable with talking to my mom, I would talk to my siblings. But then when I got to the age of like 16, because that's when I lost my virginity. Donna Bay lost her virginity at 16 years old, right? And it was an interesting experience, don't get me wrong. But even when I lost my virginity, I didn't tell my mom. Because I was afraid, because of how she made sex seem. She made it seem like it was a bad thing to have sex. Personally, I honestly don't think it's a bad thing to have sex. Per se, I mean, I wish I could have sex more than I would like, to be honest, but in a way, some parents shy away from sex. But I do understand as a mother and you having a daughter, you want to keep them away from that, so basically to avoid teen pregnancy. But it still kind of messes up the rhythm of how I would have developed as a teenager. Well, for example, right? All my friends was having sex at 16. Even some of them were having sex at 13. But me, personally, I was too terrified because of just the way my mom, just the way she was. I mean, most African-American people can relate to what I'm saying. But my mom was very overly protective. So even at the time that I wasn't, like at times she would think that I was having sex. Well, I was being sneaky and talking to boys. But I was 13 at the time, you know, I was just a little curious. But it didn't manifest to actually having sexual encounters with friends or anything. That didn't start until 16. But why was it that my mom decided to do everything to avoid me from having sex instead of actually taking the time out to sit down with me and talk about sex? Honestly, I kind of think that she just stared away from me because it's probably something she just really didn't want to discuss. I mean, sex is a very strong topic you have to teach your daughter. You know, about her feelings and the urges that she had me. Because, I mean, 16, I was already having urges since I was 12. I just didn't understand the urges. You know, I didn't understand, you know, like, once I received my menstruation, my period, I felt all the urges. I didn't understand why I was getting these feelings. And then, when talking to my mother about it, she kind of didn't make it no better either. So I was more so confused. So because I feel like I didn't get that proper sit-down talk like I feel most parents should, because maybe about 10% of parents actually take the time out to actually sit and talk about these things, especially when their daughters get their menstruation. That's the biggest time that they take the time out to actually explain to them. But some young girls get it as young as 9 or even younger. But for me, I got my period at 12, and I was confused about it all. I don't even remember my mom actually having a real sit-down with me in regards to period and why we actually received our period. I was confused. But I think it all corresponds on how she personally feels the message would have been portrayed to me and how I would have interpreted the message that she portrayed to me. What I also mean by this is maybe she felt at that time what was best was not telling me the big truth about sex. Maybe she thought it was just best to just, you know, I'll wait till she gets a little older where I feel like she's gonna, you know, need to talk. But I honestly feel like as a mother, like, as soon as your child gets their period, that should be the talk. Because now your daughter's body is completely changing. She's getting feelings and urges that she just doesn't understand. And you should just explain to her so she can understand. And maybe teach her something about her sexuality. Like, she's already grown into womanhood, although she's very young. Her body's not saying that she's young enough, because her body obviously is not saying this. Once you become, I feel like once a female get her menstruation, I feel like she becomes a woman. She might not physically be all the way there or mentally, but in her body's mind, even though that doesn't make any sense, in the mind of the body is basically saying, yeah, you can carry a baby, even if you're 12. You're able to carry a baby, which means you're able to have sex, which means your parents should sit down and talk to you in regards to, okay, baby, you know, you do have your period. You might get a little urges, you know, and it's okay. See, one thing that you have to teach your kids is what is okay. Quite frankly, we cannot control those urges. We cannot control those feelings. We cannot control anything once we get our menstruation. So, if this is something that we can't control, how could you be mad at us as teenagers that we're out and want to be curious with boys? Especially with the fact that you didn't even explain to us why we're getting these feelings. We start to understand, like, why am I growing hair in my vagina? Why am I catching an attitude so fast? Why is my breast getting bigger? Why am I developing at a different pace? Why is no one telling me these things? Why is my mom not teaching me about my clit? Why is my mom not teaching me that my urine doesn't actually come out of my pee hole and it comes from out of a different hole? Why, and why? I'm more so focused on as to why parents need to feel the need to hide away the truth from their children when their children are going to find out the truth regardless. My mother keeping me away from sex only pushed me to go towards sex faster. Honestly, I'm not even going to lie. My mom pushing me to tell me not to have sex with boys, pushing me to have sex with boys at a young age. Even though 16 is very young to me. I'm 25 now, but, you know. But I still feel like at the same time, if things was different at the time, I would have probably went about my life differently. If my mom was to really sit down and tell me, like, it's okay to have these feelings. You know, it's normal. You know, your body's going through changes and it's okay. And I don't want you to think that what you're feeling is wrong, because it's like saying that because they're having these feelings of sexual urges that they're wrong. No, that just kind of honestly, that kind of makes them human. Those urges, it makes it normal for them, because that's what makes you a human. All of these things play a part in your character and who you are groomed to become. So, with my mom telling me as a young child and scaring me that sex is so bad, it's a psychological thing. I'm more curious to find out. Now, if my mom was to sit down and tell me why sex is bad and why sex could be good. I feel like you should give the pros and the cons of everything. When you tell a child something, maybe like, don't do this, you don't just sit there and you tell them, don't do it. You explain to them, okay, baby, you know, I wouldn't tell you not to do this because it's your journey and this is your path. Although I am your parent, you are at the age to make your own choice. And at this time, I want you to be in control of yourself. Now, with you being in control of yourself, you will have a better understanding of, okay, you know whatever choice you make will determine whatever outcome happens next. So if you let your child decide what they feel is best for them at that particular moment, that's the time right there for them to actually grasp a lesson. Like, really think about it. Like, that's like saying if my son was to come up to me and tell me he didn't want to go to college. But me, as a mother, I've already been putting money aside every month for my son. So just in case he tells me that he wants to own a business or become an engineer or just do something real bigger, just bigger than just school. Like, school is big to me because, you know, I've talked about that before. But I literally feel like we should give that opportunity to let our kids grow and make those mistakes. Because it's very necessary for a person as a human to make mistakes to learn. And if you as an adult is telling a child not to do something, you're not giving them the chance to actually make that mistake and learn from it. Like, sometimes you just have to learn to let go. And my whole thing is, we don't own our kids. We don't own them. We might want to think because they're our kids that we have to make sure that they do everything we say. But that just sounds like a sense of control, like a sense of property. Like, it's more sound like a something abusive. He's my son, so he will do as I say. I mean, yeah, kids need that type of dominance when they're like kids, so they know the respect level of just knowing who they have to listen to and who's in control. But as a child grows into who they are, it's just, I feel it's deemed necessary for them to groom and grow into who they want to be. And you telling your child at a young age, trying to scare them away from sex, is just not a good idea. Sex is really a beautiful thing. I just don't understand how society can make it to seem like it's such a bad thing. It only becomes bad when you don't protect yourself. It only becomes bad when you do things to harm others. For example, rape. Now, that type of sexual act is, we're not even going to get on the subject of that. But that's why it's important to sit down and teach your kids this. It's okay to teach them. I just don't understand. You know what person that I really feel that I would love to sit down and really have a podcast talk with? Jada Pinkett Smith. Because she is a great example of letting your kids venture out and be who they want to be. Because I feel like it's important for us to have that mental growth. Jada and Will let their kids venture out and experience life for what they wanted to experience. They even let them make mistakes. Jada's mother or grandmother, if I'm not mistaken, taught her about her sexuality. She taught her how to please herself. What grandmothers or anybody you know is teaching their daughters at a young age that, if anything, they're more afraid to talk to their daughters about that because they're afraid that they're going to venture out and do it. But the reality of the fact is, you can't control nothing your kids do, whether they decide they want to sneak out the house and go to their boyfriend's or girlfriend's house. It's nothing that any of us as adults can do when it comes to our children once they're in the real world. The only thing you can hope for is those lessons that y'all sat down and had discussed. This is why I will stress the importance of discussions with your children. Jada really took the time out to sit and talk to her children. Jada and Will sat there and talked with them and understood them, because at the end of the day, they are still people. Even as children, parents seem to fail to realize that eventually that child will grow into an adult, and that child will have their own opinions, and that child will have their own says of what they feel is right and wrong, because they have their rights to feel the way they choose to feel. Children do not stay little forever, so you cannot think for any second, any split second on this earth, that they're not going to go venture out and do what they want to do when you're not around. It's just impossible. It's just utterly impossible. But this is why it's important for those talks. This is why it's important to have those sit downs and just take time out to just have a nice walk with your son or your daughter in the park, asking them how they feel about life, asking them how they feel about sex. Sex shouldn't be such a bad topic for anyone. I think it should be a loving, open topic for anyone. I think people should be able to express what they enjoy sexually. I think it's very important. It's very necessary, especially with teenagers. I think if a mother would sit down and understand what her daughters or her sons are feeling, it'd be better. And then it also depends on how that child's relationship is with that specific parent. If that child is comfortable even coming to their mother or father to even discuss sex. Because sometimes even talking about that could be kind of frightening for kids, because they don't know how their parents are going to react. They don't want their parents to think that they are a freak because they want to come to their mom and say, yeah, ma, I like eating pussy. Well, damn, you know, like, my son just came to me and told me he like eating pussy. All right, cool. Well, that's not bad, baby. Well, ain't nothing wrong with eating pussy, but you just can't eat every pussy. Like, you see what I'm saying? How that just came out flowingly? Like, it's just the fact that you sat there and you took the time out to not react in a crazy way, where it became a conversation that's comfortable to talk about. Now, if my son came up to me and told me, I like to eat pussy, mom, but I don't know why, and the first thing I do is look at him and say, what did you just say to me? That's fucking disgusting. You know what? You're not my son. That's nasty. Ain't no way in hell you telling me you coming to my house eating pussy. You don't even know where the fuck that girl was laying at. Like, she's already, the whole concept of everything about her, about the mother, is negative. First of all, your child just came to you and explained that this is something that they like. Once your child tells you something that you like, you might not like something that they like. But you gotta remember, your child is not you. You are you. You like your own stuff just like they like their own stuff. They have their own personality and their own interests. So if your child comes to you and explains to you the things that they like or the things that they enjoy, you have to explain to them that even if your son do or your daughter do say that she likes to suck dick. Because you know it's always a contradiction in regards to males and females, in regards to sexual partners or sexual relationships or just anything sexual to begin with. Girls get scrutinized for wanting to deal with multiple men or having multiple sexual encounters with different men. But if you really think about it, it's a root to it all. Who knows why that young girl is taking the time out to have sex with multiple men? Maybe she's trying to find out what from different men, what pleases her differently. Maybe she didn't figure out her G-spot. Maybe she had a sexual encounter with multiple men and still didn't get a G-spot. She's wondering, why am I not feeling it? Or Maybe she just didn't have a parent that sat down and talked to her about the importance of her sexuality and her feelings. All women are not the same, just like all men are not the same. So at times, it's going to have a lot of women that enjoy sex much more than other women, which is still perfectly fine because it all depends on her sex drive and what turns her on as a, or who she deals with. But at times, it also depends on her past, her childhood. A lot of things are rooted from somewhere. Everything has a root. When a child acts inappropriately on a regular basis, it's a root. Why is that child acting like this? That's stuff from the root. So maybe she's having a lot of sexual partners. It could also mean that she could have been told psychologically that sex is bad, as I would say before. Or it could also be, I forget what it's called, but it's when you feel insecure. Yes. When a woman is insecure, she doesn't feel or value herself. A woman could still value herself and still have multiple partners. But why do she feel the need to have those sexual partners is the real question. Some women still to this day still haven't, some women could be at least 50 years old and still haven't found a G-spot. I think it's because we don't have enough sexual education class for women in regards to the vagina. Sex, it just seems to be the hardest topic of it all, and I'm just trying to understand why. We are all created through sex. Well, not all. Most of us, 90% of us, 95%. Because we have in vitro and other things that can take place to cause a baby to be brought into the world. But anyway, why is sex becoming such a hard topic to discuss? Why is it that... But you know what? In my next podcast, I will discuss how sex and religion kind of corresponds with each other. I will give my personal intake on how I feel. Hopefully I can get more views in regards to this one. But please send your feedback and please inform me on what you guys feel I should discuss for my next podcast. I will be hosting my podcast almost every day until I can't post. I have so much to talk about with you guys, and I just refuse to just talk to you guys once a week. Because you guys are going to be my biggest supporters, and I need you guys' feedback. So please, if you have anything to say about sex, please inform me. I have open ears. Sex is a beautiful thing. I hope everyone loves sex. Sex is just a matter of life, you know? I think everyone, even all living organisms, animals, anything in general, come from sex. So I feel like we should feel happy about discussing it because it's just a part of life.